A new school year began in Iraq today without Saddam Hussein's overwhelming influence in every classroom. Most of the new textbooks, 72 million printed, did not arrive in time for opening day. Still, thousands of schools across the country have a fresh coat of paint, and others have been entirely rebuilt. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Mosul in northern Iraq.
At the El Nasour Middle School for Boys, students arrived early this morning, excited to register for classes that begin in a few days. This is a school for the city's most gifted students. The boys check a posted list for their names and the names of their friends. The school has been repainted and repaired. The old curriculum, packed with propaganda, has been dropped. And that pleases parents, including Dr. Ahmed Al-Khaldoun.
The children were occupied by too many political and historical things which they cannot understand because they are too young.
Students no longer have to shout "Long live Saddam" every time they stand in class. A course called Patriotic Education has been canceled. Saddam was everywhere in Iraqi education, says Dr. Abdulaziz Abdullah with Mosul's Department of Education.
He was even the mathematics. I mean, can you believe it? The president granted a couple of soldiers this amount of money or something. How can you divide the money on the number of the soldiers? Or in Arabic, like, finish the following sentences in Arabic. Saddam Hussein granted the people and, you know, blank.
A United Nations team recommended changes to all 500 Iraqi textbooks. For the first time, 8th grade student Abdul Rahman, with a bright face and thick glasses, can study math and science without the politics.
It was very hard. It's got all politics in it, and we don't understand that.
It will be a few months before all traces of Saddam are gone. New textbooks won't arrive until November, so the old textbooks will have to do. Teachers at the Al Nasour Middle School tore Saddam's picture out of the old textbooks by hand today. At the Special Education Center, American military Humvees guard the entrance. The U.S. military has played a large role in refurbishing Iraqi schools and delivering school supplies for the first post-war school year. Sergeant Thomas Becker is with a civil affairs unit made up of reservists who are teachers back home. He tells this group of Iraqi teachers that more supplies are coming.
School kits are going to be distributed over the next week to 2 weeks. It should be a couple of pens, pencils, they call the notebooks copy books, as well as some erasers, and those supplies should last through the bigger part of the school year.
Sergeant Becker, who taught history in Texas, shares his experience with these special education teachers. In Iraq, children considered slow learners or with physical disabilities are sidetracked to trade schools by the sixth grade. Sergeant Becker talks to them about changing that system, but he says the real problem in the country is lack of resources, a problem the U.S. Army, USAID, and the United Nations are trying to address in this school year.
For 25 years, the Saddam regime didn't paint the schools, didn't provide real supplies, desks. These people need to be educated, and once they're educated, you start changing the mentality.
Sergeant Becker's team includes a high school band teacher from Tennessee and a high school social studies teacher from Texas. They are on guard duty today, in full gear with guns. But like Sergeant Becker, they enlisted for this assignment to come to Iraq and help rebuild the country's neglected schools. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Mosul, Iraq.